Okay, good morning. Today's daf is the great daf of Kiddushin Daf Chav Tes. Shir today is sponsored by the Daskal family. Zeichah Nishmas David Yechiel Michal Ben Yoshua Chaim. The Neshama should have an Aliyah. Okay, so we're just going to go right into it. Again, this is one of those daf, and it's just not fair to do daf Yomi. It's not fair to us. It's not fair to the daf. But Rav Meir Shapiro decided that we're going to do daf Yomi. His daf Yomi is probably different than our daf Yomi. That's an expression when it came to these. Nevertheless, look, we'll go. Mishnah on Daf Chav Tes. Kol mitzvos habdein. We'll probably read a lot of it, explain it outside, and then we have time. We're just going to try to point out a couple of points on each topic that comes up. Kol mitzvos habdein ala av. Any mitzvah that the son is obligated for that's on the father. Any mitzvah habdein ala av. Anashim chayavim v'nashim peturos. Men are chayav to do, but women are exempt from doing. Sorry. Lost the spot. Okay, so. Right, so kol mitzvos habein, any mitzvah that's mutan al av, right, the father is due to the son, the anashim are chayavim, but the women are pater. Kol mitzvos ha'av al habein, right, well, the mitzvahs that's on the father, that's supposed to be done to the father, that the son has to do. Echad nashim ve'echad nashim chayavim. And both men and women are obligated. So we'll discuss what that means. Kol mitzvahs asei shehazman grama. Any mitzvahs asei shehazman grama an nashim chayavim. Men are chayav. Famous line. V'nashim peturos. And nashim are peturos. I heard that someone put a list, compiled a list of mitzvahs asei shehazman hazman grama, and it's only 30. So about 30. So the 218 mitzvahs asei that women are still mechuyavos on. It's only 30. It's not that many. Well, so kol mitzvos asei shelos man grama echad anashim echad anashim chayavin. Now the kol mitzvos lo sasei, all mitzvos lo sasei, bein shes man grama bein shelos man grama, whether there's man grama or not, echad anashim echad hanashim chayavin. Both men and women are equally obligated, right? Let's skip a line. Right. So all mitzvos lo sasei, bein shes man grama shelos man grama, both men and women are obligated. Chutz, but there are two mitzvos asei. The two mitzvahs lo sasei that are not zman, three mitzvahs lo sasei that are not zman grama, that women are potter, they're not chayvin. Chutz mei bal takif, cutting off the payas, cutting off the payas on the rounding off the head, right? Women don't have there's no issur for women in that. And bal takif, we said bal gadi, bal tashkas, destroying the beard, women are not mechuyavos in that. And bal titam lemesim, if you talk the issur of kohanim, to become Tamei, an Eishes Kohen or a Bas Kohen, more a Bas Kohen, she doesn't have that Isser, she can be Metamei. So, before we start, let's just ask, what is a Mitzvah Sasei Shehazman Grama? So what does Rashi say? Shehazman Grama, Shehazman Gorim Lo Shetovo, that the time causes it to come. What does that mean? The time causes it to come. So, we're going to get to this more on Daf Lamed Aleph, which I think is on Tuesday, but we can try to figure out what the definition of mitzvah seishas man grama based on what something that's not considered as man grama. The Ramban gives a list of things that are not considered as man grama, and one of the things he says is sviras omer. Sviras omer is not mitzvah seishas man grama. Some people say it's impossible. How can they say sviras omer? So they say it's a tog sofrim. Tog sofrim is the quintessential to man grama. You're counting the time. You're counting the days between Pesach and Shavuos. It's man grama. So Rav Yerucham Fishel Perlo in his hasag and his on his notes on in his sefer on the say for mitzvahs lo v'sachigon, he tries to answer that based on a Chachma Shlomo Kluger on mitzvah Kiddush Levana. It's brought down that mitzvah Kiddush Levana, they say the women are putter, because it's women are putter, and they give the reason because they caused Levana to go down. Shlomo Kluger asks, what are we talking about? So mitzvah seishah zman grama. You only could do it at a certain time. So he says it's not a mitzvah seishah zman grama. Why? He says mitzvah seishah zman grama is, the definition means, is that the chetz of the mitzvah exists all year round, and only at certain times can you do the mitzvah. Matzah exists all year round, but only on Pesach do you eat it. Lulav and Esrog, they exist all year round, but only in the certain times can you do it. Tefillin or tzitzis, if you say it's only layom, the chetz of the mitzvah exists, but you can't just do it. Only can do it at certain times. By Kiddush Levana, the chetz of the mitzvah simply doesn't exist all the time. The chetz of the mitzvah, it's not that the chetz exists and the time tells you when to do it. You only can do it when the chetz is in existence. That's not considered zman grama. It's not because, as Rashi says, it's not to have zman grama lashatavo. because the Zman is goring for the Chetzah to come into existence. That's not Zman Groma. So he says that may be the same idea when it comes to Sefirot. There are other answers about the Sefirot Omer. We'll do that again on Lama Dalet. That may be the same thing Rabbi Yochanan Fisher Perlow says by Sefirot Omer, that the idea is to count from Mehechel Chamishbar Kama these days. You can count any day, but what are you counting? There's no Chetzah Shel Mitzvah here. So that's not considered the mitzvah to say shehazman grama. That could be what Rashi is alluding to when he says hazman grama means shehazman gorim la shetavo. Okay. The question asks, is machlokus we shown him, the Gilyon Marashah brings in a machlokus between Rashi and Tosas, whether women are paturos from mitzvahs derabanan shehazman grama. Not to mean when it comes to tefillah, according to certain man, that shachas min chamarev is a derabanan, maybe the paturos. So that goes into the machlokos Rambam Ramban, whether tefillah is d'oraisa or not, but that could be enough to mean whether women are paturos from mitzvah sasei shezman grama when the mitzvah is d'rabanan. Why is a woman pater from mitzvah sasei shezman grama? What's the reason? What's the logic behind it? So, very good, Nachum. The Abu Drum, you know why, because we've heard it a few times, right? Nevertheless, you remember it. I didn't remember it. The Abu Drum says that the reason why women are paturos from mitzvah sasei shezman grama is because it's for shalom bias reasons. What does that mean? Because the woman is mishubedas to her baal, to her husband. She has to listen to, she's supposed to listen to her husband. So if she's a sukkah with a mitzvah, and her husband wants her to do something now, but she has to do a mitzvah right now, because now is the zman, she's going to have, what am I supposed to do? I have to listen to Hashem. Hashem told me to do the mitzvah now. My husband tells me to do this. What am I supposed to do? So in order to get rid of the shalom bias issues, we say, she's patura for any mitzvah that's time bound. So the mitzvahs that she usually has to do are just mitzvahs that don't have a time qualification. So the husband says, maybe you can do this for me now. She says, okay, I'll do my mitzvah later. I'm not bound by the time to do the mitzvah. I'm not bound to do both, and that will alleviate certain shalom bias issues. What about one of the cases that was brought down was chusri bal takif, that the woman is not mechuyavos and it doesn't have the isser of rounding off the head, right? So what if a woman cuts a man's head? Why is that not bal takif? So the Rif and Makos says from this Mishnah that women are paturos even if they're makif somebody else. They don't have to do that. And the Rambam says that he argues, he says that they're paturos from having their own, if they can round their own heads, but they can't round somebody else's head because either they're Mesayel Dvarveira. Some people say the Rambam is saying because it's the Lifnei Iver. But the Ravid on the Rambam, they argue, they hold like the Rif. They say that the woman is paturos even from rounding off somebody else's head, and the only isser that the Rambam's talking about is an isser the Rabbanan, because maybe Misayel Varveir or something like that. Okay, that's the Mishnah. So now the Gemara continues. The Gemara says, "My kol mitzvos habein ala'av." What is the kavana when the Gemara says that kol mitzvos habein ala'av? What does that mean? All mitzvos of the son on the father. Ilema kol mitzvos the mechayev bra lemeve la'aba. If we mean to say that all the mitzvos that the son has to do to the father, for example, kibud av v'aim, that a nashim is paturos, that woman would be pater, patura, from doing that mitzvos, that can't be, because we're going to prove that a woman is mechuyava in kibud av v'aim. V'hatanya, the pasuk says, ish imo v'aviv tira'u. Tira'u is in plural at the end. Man, his mother, his father, you should fear. Plural means it's more than one person. So, ish ainli, ish, right? Ish, it says, vatanya ish, right? Ish has to fear his father and mother. Ainli ela ish, isha minayim. How do I know that a woman has to fear her mother and father? Kibud av v'aim. It says, ishim oviv tira'u. Tira'u is plural, b'loshen rabim. Harei kanshnayim. Two types of people have to fear their parents. What are the two types of people? Men and women. So you see that women are mukhoyavos in kibud av v'aim. So the Mishnah can't mean that all mitzvahs that the son is chayav to do to the father. So what does it mean? Amar Rav Yehuda, hachik amar. This is what the Mishnah comes to say. Kol mitzvos habdein hamutalos ala av la'asos levino. Any mitzvah of the son that the father has to perform to the son, anashim chayavin, men are mukhoyav to do the mitzvah to the son, v'nashim paturos. But the nashim are paturos. What are those? What's that list? So the Gemara gives us the list. Tanina, we learn in the Braisa, lahadu tana rabbanim, what the tana rabbanim said. Ha'av chayev b'vino, the father is chayev to his son to do what? Limolo, to give him a bris milah, vilifdoso, and to redeem him with the chamesh lam if he's a firstborn, to do pidgin aben, ulalamdo Torah, and he has to teach him Torah, ulahasio isha, and he has to see to it that he's married, ulalamdo umnus, and he has to teach him a trade so that he can be self-sufficient. machlokas achronim. V'yesh omrim af lehashito b'mayim. And some say even to have him, to teach him how to swim. What does it mean to teach him how to swim? So Rashi says lehashito b'mayim. He gives a practical reason. Shema yifrosh b'svina v'titpa. Maybe he'll be on a boat and the boat will sink. V'yistaki in yod delusot. And he'll be in danger if he doesn't know how to swim. You have to teach him how to swim. I heard in the Kutzker he says lasito and also from other Bali Jewish, lasito is not literally. What it means is you have to teach him how to swim in the sea of life. You can't have your son unprepared for what's going to happen in life. Yeah, there are things that go on in life that don't exist in the Kotlei HaYeshiva. You have to explain to children. It's a chiyuv on everybody to explain to children how they're supposed to acclimate to quote regular life. You think it's, well, it's not what Rashi says.
Because one is teaching how to fight off a bandit, one is teaching how to...
But that's just not pshat, that's not Rashi. So the other side says, lasito means you swim. What's he swim? You swim in the ocean. You have to swim in the Yam Shel Torah. So I said, fine, wonderful, that's great. But it already says teach him Torah. So this is obviously something else. Okay, so the Gemara then brings down, and we're going to go, the Gemara is going to go through each on this list. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, kosha ein malamnes bno umanos. If you don't teach your son a trade, malamdo listus. It's like you're teaching him to be a robber. So the Gemara says, listus lakadaita? What do you mean you're teaching him to be a robber? You're just not teaching him anything. Teach him to do nothing. So he goes, Ella, ki ilu malamdo listus. If you don't teach your son how to be self-sufficient, then it's as if you're teaching him to be a robber, because he's going to need to get money somehow. He doesn't have a trade. He can't do anything. He can't work. So he's gonna eventually figure out a way to get money. And maybe that will lead to theft or theft. Okay. So now the Gemara is going to go into discussing each of these mitzvahs. And here, right here on the Bris Milah is just chock full. We'll try to say as much as we can on that. Okay. The Gemara says. Lemulo, a father is muhuyav to give a bris mila to a son, right? So we're like five lines from where the lines get wide, like two dots. Lemulo, so Gemara says minolan. How do we know that it's the father who has the chiyav to mal his son? The ksiv, because the pasuk says vayomal Avraham es Yitzchak bino, and Avraham, who's the father, he gave the bris mila to Yitzchak his son. It's before Matan Torah. It gets into that issue whether you learn mitzvahs of Matan Torah or not. Okay. So the Gemara says veheichid lo mahale avua. Let's say for whatever reason the father does not or cannot give the bris mila to his son. Mechayev be dina lemahale. Then the beis din is mechuyav. What does it mean? The beis din means all Klal Yisrael has a chiyav to see to it that the son gets a bris mila. The ksiv, because the pasuk says there also. Himolachem kol zachar. You should have all the zacharim get bris mila. So lachem means everybody, right? So the pasuk there is talking about the beis din. The beis din has to be as mechayev so that everyone gets a bris mila. Mehechi din lo mahali beidina. And what happens if the beis din can't do it or they don't do it? He's somewhere else. Mechayev iul imamal nashay. Then he's a chiyev on the son. Obviously, when he gets older, to do it, make sure bris mila is done to him. Diksim, as the pasuk says. But Arel Zachar, Asheli Yimol, Espesar Olasov, and Nechmasa. If you have an Arel, a Zachar who's an Arel, and he doesn't remove the Arel from him, then Nechmasa, he gets Kares. So you see, it's on him that he has to see himself that he gets Bris Mila. So, a few things over here before we go into the next part. What's the gather of the mitzvah of the father? Because you see that it transfers to the son. Is it that the mitzvah is that it's mitzvahs on the father to do the bris mila, or it's the mitzvah on the son, and so long as the son can't do it, then the father has to step in and see to it. So the Or Zeruah says that the mitzvah is not on the father. He says the ikur mitzvah is that he has to be doeg that his son should be mahul, like all other things that it lists. You have to be doeg that he has to learn sefer, he has to learn Torah. You have to be doeg that he learns a trade. You have to be doing. You have to be worried and be careful that he gets a bris mila. So it's not that it's a chi of gavra on the father. It's that the father has to make sure that the son has a bris mila. And again, we'll quote Rabbi Yochanan Fishel Perlo. He says on page Kuf Pei Beis that from here you see that the chi is on the son, and the chi is on the son. Okay. The Birchas Shmuel also says that the Birchas Shmuel argues. The Birchas Shmuel and the Chasam Sofer arguing. Let's say the mila is a chi of on the father. And the Stipler in Siman Lama Beis brings down here that this is a machlokus between Tosos and the Ramban. And we're going to learn this based on the Tosos Dimasko. Also, Tosos asks, why do you need a pasuk to teach me that women are patura from Mila? It's a mitzvah seishas man grama. And the Rambam says, the Ramban says that even though mitzvahs, that women are pturos, and mitzvahs say shasman grama, here you might think they would be mechuyavos because this is a mitzvah that she does to other people. And it's a mitzvah for on it's not a mitzvah, it's not a mitzvah on your gof, it's a mitzvah to do it towards other people. That's why there's a havamina that she would be mechuyavos. So you see that the mitzvah is not on the person, the mitzvah is to see to it that someone else has it done. So that's why, so the Ramban holds that it's a mitzvah, is not really on the son. So Tosfos, the Kilosako says, we'll see, Tosfos gives a different answer, and also meaning maybe he holds that the mitzvah is really on the father. So he has to come on to another reason why you would have thought that it's that a woman would be mechuyava, even though it's the mitzvah says van grama. Okay, another major machlokas, famous machlokas, can you appoint a shliach to circumcise your son? You're a mohel, you know how to do it. Can you appoint somebody else to circumcise your son? Machlokas between pretty much everybody in the shach and the tzos. The Shach says, the halacha, that by Mila, you don't say shluchu shel adam kamoso. You may love this behind the AP because, what?
Because it's not even a chiyuv.
Right. So according to the Shach, he says that you have to say that you can't appoint a shliach if you're not a moel, then what are you supposed to do? You have to have somebody else. Then bracha changes. But Shach says you can't appoint a shliach. Maybe you can say the same thing. Maybe you say, because it's a chiyuv, the Shach says it's a chiyuv on me. It's a chiyuv on me that I have to do it. It's like a mitzvah begufo. It's like I can't appoint someone to put on tefillin for me. I can't appoint somebody to do the bris milah for me. I have to be the one to cut. but the Plessy argues and the Rush argues. They all argue. They say that you can't appoint a shliach. And that's another machlokas. Another machlokas is what happens if their father, if the father isn't there, and now you do. Well, we said that already. Okay. So, also, by Lima Torah, the Birch HaShmuel here, it brings down, he gives a Chakira, if the Chiyuv that the father has to teach his son Torah, is it that he has to see to it that his son learns? Or is it part of your mitzvah's Talmud Torah to teach your children Torah? Is it? Nafkamin, as I didn't get to, but that seems to be the Chakira that the Birch HaShmuel, Baruch HaLibwitz, declares. Another Ha'ara. Here we quoted the pasuk, but from Abraham, and that's the source for Bris Milah. And I asked, well, it's before Matan Torah. The Yishalmi brings a different pasuk. The Yishalmi brings the pasuk, who's by Yom Hashmi Yimol Besor Alaso from Tazria. Right, that's the pasuk that you learn the chiyuv of Milah from. Okay, so Gemara says just a few things. Okay, so the Gemara now continues. So we just learned that the mitzvah is on the father to give a Bris Mitzvah. Oh, another thing. Before I forget. Michas Chinuch is a question. What happens, you have a mitzvah, similar to what we're talking, when you go, the son gets older, and now the son is mechuyav of himself, does the chiyuv of the father fall away? Or does the chiyuv of the father still stand, and now the son also has the chiyuv? He says, Vani mesupak, I have a suffix, im higdio, right? He grows up, it's mitzvah base. From last week's parasha, Pashas Lecha, Vani Masupak Im Higdil Shem Mitzvah Gamkein Alei Ramiyed Mechuyav Lamal Atzmo Im Gamkein Mitzvah La'av Velo Nifka Mitzvah Oso. Do we say that maybe it's still in the father? Now the two people who have a chiyuv, right? O Dilma the Mitzvah Ala'av Rapi Katunuso, that the Mitzvah on the father is only when the son is younger. Avakish Higdil Ein Chiyuv Mitzvah Ala'av Rakalov. Then the chiyuv is no longer on the father; it's on the son. I think you can learn it both ways that we're saying it. Maybe the father has a mitzvah. To he's a mitzvah gufo to give a bris milah to his son, except that if the son gets older, now he lost his opportunity and he's mevatel the mitzvah. Or you can say that maybe that's part and parcel of the machlokas that if the mitzvah is really not on the father, the mitzvah is only on the son. So then maybe when it gets older, that mitzvah just falls to the wayside. Okay. Fine. So now, ihi minalan v'lo mechayva. How do we know that she is not mechuyava to give a bris milah to her son? The pasuk says, kasher tziva oso Elohim, as God commanded him, Abraham, to give a bris milah to his son Yitzhak. Oso is in lashon zachar, v'lo oso, and not her. So ashachan miyad, we see from here that this pasuk is talking about right legabe Abraham, that he has that mitzvah, l'doros minalan. How do we know that mitzvah extends for all generations? So turn to Beri Bishmal. Whenever the Torah uses the lashon of tzav, that means it's for zrizus. Do it now, do it right away, and it's for all generations. Right? How do we know that? Zeruz means zeruz. Diksiv pasuk says, "Vitzavas Yeshua v'chaskeu v'amseyu." You should command Yeshua v'chaskeu v'amseyu. Mimazaris, give him strength. Make sure that he does it. Right? Miyadu l'doros. How do we know it means it's for now and for generations? Diksiv, it says over there. In Bamidbar, sorry, min hayom asher tziva Hashem v'halol adorosechem. from the day that Hashem commanded you, from now for all generations. So Lashon Tzivoy means Zeruz and Miyad Ul Haba. So it's when he says that he was Mitzava Avraham, Kasher Tzivoy Solhim, it's him and for all generations. Okay? That's what it says. So now we have famous Tosos. Tosos Osa V'lo Osa. Tosos asks, we just learned here that the reason why she's not Mukhuyava because the Pasuk excludes her. Gary's a pastor. Gary's a kasher. She's not. She doesn't have to do the bris milah. So Tosas asks, Tosas diur masal also do it inside. In Tomer lamali kra. Why do I need a pasuk? Typically, the mitzvah says she's man gramahu shenimo b'shmini ledasa v'nashim paturos. The mitzvah is on the eighth day. The mitzvah is on the eighth day. It's a mitzvah says she's man gramahu. Women are paturos. The mitzvah says she's man gramahu. We just learned that in the Mishnah. So Tosas says no. V'yishlomar kaven de yom hashmini v'hala ein la hefsek. Lazman Gramahu. Since the starting from day 8, the mitzvah is continuous until the guy has the bris milah, that's not Zman Grama. Well, I saw someone said, but that's read from Mesh Targum from Gush, he says that what happens is the eighth day is only when the mitzvah starts. The mitzvah starts and then it's continuous. Lu Yitzuyer, that you're born on the eighth day, how that works out, that's when the mitzvah would be. The halachic universe is different than the logical, regular universe. But the Lu Yitzu, that's the case. That's when the mitzvah will be. There's no mitzvah, and it's not that it's again like we said before. It's not like there's no mitzvah, and then on day 8 the chetzos mitzvah comes in. There's no chetzos mitzvah until day 8, and when day eight starts, then your mitzvah goes all the way through. So it's not a mitzvah to say shehazman grama. And then he says, okay, fine, I'll give you that one. Vim tomar. Akati mitzvah seisha zman gramahu. It's still a mitzvah seisha zman gramahu. And the ain malin ela b'yom. You only do bris milah during the day. You don't do bris milah at night. Same thing like tzitzis. Same thing like tefillin. Only mitzvahs during the day, not at night. Why those mitzvah seisha zman gramahu and milah not? V'yesh lomar, he says, no, the asikam ad amr hasim, the milah shalob is man and oheg is bein b'yom bein b'layla. It's coming to go according to the shita. There's a shita in Yavamas that says, after the day 8, then you can even do bris milah at day and at night. So that doesn't come into mitzvah seisha zman gramahu. So according to this, the Minchas Sinah says that we don't pass them that way. You can't do milah at night. So according to that, it would be if not for the oso, then it would be woman would be mukhayavas. So it's not. It wouldn't be mukhayavas because it's not because it is a mitzvah seishas man grama. So there's a lot to talk about this year. So Tosos really gives an answer. He says that since the eighth lot of answers, try to run through a few of them. I have like 12 here. Maybe we'll try to do 3 or 4. Okay. Tosas Ritz says that, and it's also from the Shagas Ari, he says that since the day 8 is not a Zman Kavu of Yadua of Hashanah, we know that Sukkos, we take the Lulav and Esrog on the specific date. Bris Milah is a floating date, depending on when the baby is born. So if you look at it from a more macro, world, look down at the calendar year from outside, you don't know which day is going to be a Bris Milah. You could say every day is going to be a Bris Milah, God willing. But you don't know which day specifically is going to be a Bris Milah, therefore that's not going to be considered a mitzvah seisha zman grama. That answers Tosos' first question. Said in the name of Reb Chaim, again, like I said before, that Milah, I don't have to say it outside, that Milah by Yom HaShvi is not because it's tluy b'zman, rather it's tluy b'guf ha-vlad, that the vlad has to be an 8-day-year-old vlad. So Lu Yitzura, you can find a Vlad that's born as an 8-day-old Vlad. You can. I don't know what that means.
Both true.
What?
Both statements are true. That's a requirement, but it's still mitzvah.
Okay, fine. That's okay. I agree. I just needed to say the graph. There's a big question mark in my notes over here next to Reb Chaim. Someone has to explain it to me. Okay. So then we get to the second question of Tosos. Tosos asks, "What about the day and night?" So Tosos says, "The Tosos and the Rabban also answered because of the Shita that says that you even can do it." You can't do it at night, and therefore, right. So the Michal Chino says Lalacha that Mila is not bismana, then only by Yom Yashim are Peturas because it's Mitzvah Seishas Man Grama. The Ramban and the Ritva give that say that the Petur of Mitzvah Seishas Man Grama is only by a Mitzvah that a person does Begufo. We've mentioned this before. Mitzvah done Begufo. Masha Enkein, the Mitzvah to mal the son is not a Mitzvah Begufo. It's El Bavain. So what? So again, Mesh Targum or Moshe Targum explained that. Where we learn that mitzvah seishas zman grama is by tefillin, so we only can learn it out what that mitzvah is. The mitzvah of tefillin is on the gufo, so only mitzvah seishas zman grama on your guf does have the patur. But anything that goes away from that paradigm is not considered. Doesn't fit into the rules of mitzvah seishas zman grama. Mila, which is not done on your body, doesn't fit into the rules of mitzvah seishas zman grama, and therefore women would be mechuyava except for the pasuk. So we're going to bring down, Tosfos Reed also tries to bring an answer, brings another answer, and we'll quote again, third time in 2 weeks, we'll quote from the Divrei Yecheskel. So since third time, we'll just say who the Divrei Yecheskel was. Divrei Yecheskel was Yecheskel Bernstein. Yecheskel Bernstein, sorry? I don't know, I saw my slogans, whether it's Bernstein or Burstein, without the N. Over here, in the here it says Burstein, but on Google it says Bernstein. So, my locus between the editors,
printer and
Google, and Wikipedia. So, he was one of the Talmidim in Slovakia. What happened was during World War One, when a lot of the Bachrim were separated from the yeshiva, so in his town where he was, he set up a yeshiva, and one of his Talmidim was Rav Shach. And Rav Shach in his Avi Ezri, he actually quotes Rav Bernstein. He says, "V'nei zeh rabu shlomim shemati v'zeh yishiv nachum me'moreinu hagan hakadosh v'yecheskel Bernstein." So Rav Shach remembered, he learned by Rav Bernstein. After World War One, he went back to Slobodka. He was one of the Kolo Bachrim and the Kolo of Reichim over there, set up by the Altar for Slobodka. He's published a lot of Svarim. He published a lot of articles. Rav Moshe Finkel, the son of the Altar of Slobodka, set up a mechina for the Yeshiva Gedola in Slobodka. He said that the Bachrim know Gemara, Rashi, Tosos, they know the Rishonim, they just don't have a Havana in the Sugyas. So I need to get them a Havana in the Sugyas, I'm going to set up a mechina, a preparatory school for the Yeshiva. I'm not sure what Yeshiva we would be in. But who was the Rosh Yeshiva? That was the Rosh Yeshiva was Rav Yecheskel Bernstein, and that's the Yeshiva was called Or Yisrael. He was one of the three people who Rav Shraga Feivel Mendelovitz was suggested to Rav Shraga Feivel to help open up Torah Vadas. Rav Shlomo Hyman was the one who ended up being the Rosh Hashiva, but Rav Yecheskel Bernstein was one of the people, and he was killed in the Holocaust along with his daughter and all her grandchildren. So I'm assuming, based on this introduction, that he doesn't have any Yorshim or anything like that. So the source of learning his Divrei Torah should be a Melech Yosher for Rav Yecheskel Bernstein. So he says, he brings down a Tosfos Arid, and he explains that Mila, and I think this is similar to something that Rasnah quoted from the Rav, and we'll quote that as well. He says that Mila, when we read it in Sarn, Mila means not only that you have to do the Bris Mila on day 8. Mila means that you have to see to it that on day 8 you can do the Bris, you do the Mila. So there are other things that have to be taken care of. You got to call the Moel, you got to prepare you have to do all those preparations. So anything that you can do at night, you can do. It just happens to be there's one thing you can't do at night because for whatever reason. So therefore, it's not a mitzvah seishas mangrum depending on day or at night, because you have to do things at night. Because there's one thing that there's a block in you that the sun can only, you only can do it when it's day. But all the other preparatory stages have to be done whenever you can. It can be done at night as well, and that's not a mitzvah seishas mangrum because it applies during the day and night. The Rav is quoted by Rav Shechter in Eretz Yisrael Siman Yud. He says, and he's answering another question, he says, what you have here, and I think this is what the Divrei Yecheskel is getting at as well, he says that there's two types of things. There's the Zman Chiyuv, right? And then there's the Zman Kiyum. So the Zman Chiyuv of the Bris Milah is even at night. Because you have to do all the things. It's all the time. You have to prepare for it. You have to call the mower. You have to call the balloon guy. You have to call the caterer. You have to do all these things. You have to rent out Shara. You have to do all these things to get the Shalom, all the places. You have to do all these things. One day we'll be able to do it here. But all these things that you have to do. So that's the Zman Chiyuv. But there's something else we'll call the Zman Kiyum. The Zman Kiyum is only during the day. But nevertheless, the Chiyuv exists at night as well. So therefore, it's not mitzvah sheishas zman grama because it applies at night as well. Okay, there's more to say on that. Everyone should know that there's more to say on that, and it's really kedai to learn the sugya. In the back of the Masifti, in the Otsiri Yunim, he has a whole thing about mitzvah sheishas zman grama. It goes up like 25 pages, 10 of those pages are about Bris Mila. So there's definitely what to say. So let's try to cover some ground. So the Gemara continues. Now we're up to Pidgin Rabben. Lifdoso, Minolon. How do we know that the Chiyuv on the father to be to Pidgin Rabben on the son? Dixiv kol b'chor banecha tifteh. Every b'chor of your sons you should redeem. V'heichad lo pirkei avu mechayiv ilu mifkein. Let's say the father doesn't do Pidgin Rabben. He has to be poda himself. And there was a story in one of the newspapers, the local newspapers, about a guy who came about tshuva. He's working in one of the local stores and he realized that he never had a Pidgin Rabben. Big story in the newspapers that he did a Pidgin Rabben when he was 30 years old. He did a Pidgin Rabben. Right? So how do we know that? Because the Pasuk says, tipodeh. You should redeem. The grammar of tipodeh is you should be redeemed. You can redeem yourself. What about her? How do we know that she does not have a chiyuv to be po their son? Tipadeh tifteh. Tipadeh tifteh. Tipadeh also means it means tipadeh, you should be redeemed, and tifteh, you will be redeemed. So the Gemara says, you learn a hekesh now between these two meanings. Shekol mitzuva liftos, it's atmo, mitzuva liftos acherim. Only those who have a chiyav to be polled themselves have a chiyav to be polled acherim. V'chol she'ena mitzuva liftos it's atmo, whoever does not have a chiyav to be polled themselves, ena mitzuva liftos acherim. They don't have to be polled acherim. All right, so how do we know she doesn't have a mitzvah to be polled herself? V'ihi minol on the domachai v'limifrik nafshe, how do we know she doesn't have to redeem herself? Because the pasuk says the other way around, tifteh tipadeh. It's a little circular. Kol she'achem, you learn the two lashonos of that you can read. The kriyak siv tipadeh, tifteh and tipadeh means kol acherim mitzuvim lifdoso. Anyone who's mechuyah to be pulled to him mitzuv lifdoso as atzmo. V'chol she'enachim mitzuv lifdoso, ein mitzuv lifdoso as atzmo. Only those who have a chiyuv to redeem others have a chiyuv to redeem themselves. It's circular. So how do we know? How do we break the circle and say that no one has a chiyuv to be redeemed? Her u'minayin she'enachirim mitzuvim lifdoso. How do you know that others don't have the chiyuv to redeem her? The amakra kol b'chor banecha tifteh. Banecha v'lo b'nosecha. So therefore, no one has a chiyuv to redeem her. Therefore, we know that she, that there's no one, there's no chiyuv to redeem her.
But also say kol b'chor. So anybody who's not a b'chor should not have the obligation to make Peter abandon his son too. But he does.
It's a good question. That's a very, really good question. I don't know. That's a really good question. I don't know. Good point. Very good. All right. Mark it down. We got to look it up. Mark it down. Yeah, I have a pen. We got to look it up. Yeah, very good. Tana Ravanan. So, Gemara says, who, also the Machlokas Poskim, whether or not, if can you appoint a Shliach to do Pidgin or then? And in this case, the Machlokas is the other way around. The Shach says you can't appoint a Shliach, the Ramah says you can't appoint a Shliach. Okay. Tana Ravanan, who liftos ubino liftos? A guy comes up, he was never Pidgin or Ben was never done on him, so he has a Chiv on himself now to do Pidgin or Ben, and he has to be poda his son. Who liftos ubino liftos? Right? Who goes first? What do you do first? So we say, who kodem lifno? He should be poda himself first. Rabbi Yehuda, Omer Yehuda says, no, bino kodmo. He should be poda his son first. Why? Shezeh, the chiyah to be poda himself, is mitzvah sol aviv. That's not his mitzvah, it's a mitzvah on his father. But, zeh mitzvah bino Allah. But zeh, the chiyah to be poda his son, is the mitzvah on him. So he has to do a mitzvah that's mutal, a mitzvah that's mutal on him, before he does, has to do a mitzvah that's mutal on somebody else. Amar Rav Yirmi, Rav Yirmi says, Hakol moldim hecha deleka elechamei shlaim. Everyone agrees, in the case that the guy only has five shlaim, he only can be pulled to one person. He has five shlaim, that's it. It's all he has. Question is, it's brought down the B'Yarlach, if only has chamei shlaim, we say that do a mitzvah say, you can't be mivaz v'z yosher mechomesh. So here, if all his whole net worth is only five shlaim, he's using 100% of his assets in order to be kaim mitzvah. Alright, ayin sham. Okay, so kol hecha deleka elechamei shlaim, who kodem livno? Everyone agrees that he comes first. My taima, what's the reason why? Mitzvah degut ve'adifa, because the doing a mitzvah on yourself is more other to do a mitzvah to somebody else. Whatever, so some people say it's kayecha kodemin, right? You're supposed to save yourself first. Save yourself first doesn't only mean physically, but also means spiritually. You're supposed to do mitzvahs, I say, on yourself first. Kli pligli, when's the machlok? Where's the machlokas? Hecha de'ika chamesh mishubadim. What happened? And chamesh shlaim, and chamesh mechorim. The guy has 10. He has five slime that are free, that are liquid assets, and he has five slime that are locked up because they are. He has karka that he sold to somebody else. That's worth five slime. And somebody else could have, and the meshubad, the machlok is now, well, not the meshubad to the kohen. Can the kohen go be tori, those chamesh slime? So he says, that's the machlokas. Rabbi Yehuda Savar, milva de ksiva Torah, ksuva b'shtar damya. A milva that's ksuva in the Torah, meaning an obligation that's written in the Torah, is as if it's written in the shtar. So the person who's the payee of that obligation has a shibud on all his nechassim until he gets paid. So he has a shibud on those fields that were sold to a third party. Rashi says, "Hiksuv b'shtar dama ubipidjon atzmo hayimuchuyev kodem sheshibud karkosov." He had a chiyuv to redeem himself before he sold the karka. V'yitrof es halukulchos, and he should be, and the guy can, the kohen can be torif to lukulchos. So Rav Yehuda says, in that case, there's five free, there's five v'shubad. Prak livnei, give the five free slime, liquid slime for the son, and then the azul kohen v'torp le'lechamish b'shabim l'didei. And then the kohen can go ahead and be toreif, because there's a shibud on them. He can go ahead and be toreif those chamei slime that are free. So I think I saw over here the shita lo lo de me asks I think a Marcel type question. I think it's a bomb question. He says, what are you talking about here? Where, how does shibud work? Shibud works if a particular person has a claim. Who has the claim here? Shevet Kahuna has a claim. There's no individual. He says, why is he going to Mishubadim? Hari is a mamon she'ein lo tovim. There's no litigant here. There's no particular litigant. She'ein zechov shechayav in the kohen mesuyom. It's not a chov that you mechuyav to a particular kohen. And he says, we had ein kohen yachid zechus nevol gos mishvam. There's no right for each individual kohen to go get it. The guy, one kohen takes the face. I wasn't going to give it to you. I was going to give it to you. I was going to give it to this one. So how can you go ahead and be told to lekuchos on behalf of this? So they bring a lot of answers. So it says that maybe he already wrote a shtar. I'm going to give it to you. So then the kohen gets the right. But I think the question is tremendous. So that's what Rabbi Yehuda says.
That's similar to the maaser. Let's say what happens if I don't give maaser.
Right. Exactly.
Who has the right to go and claim?
Nobody. Unless it's Mechiri Kahuna, or unless you say that it's a kohen that you always give the one of the answers. Maril Al-Ghazi says, that Maril Al-Ghazi brings down that we're dealing with a guy where he gave a shtar, or he says that he brings down from the Yavitz, what's talking about is that it's talking about a guy where you always give your stuff to, so therefore he has more of a claim. But really, I mean, those are just Teirutzim. It's really, how's there a claim here? Anyway, so the Machlokas again is where there are five free slime, five non-free slime. Right, so Rabbi Yehuda says you take the chamesh shlayim free and you give it you pull to the son, and then the kohen goes and he grabs the other five shlayim to pull to yourself. But Rabbanan savi milva de ksuba rice a lap ksuba shtar dami. The Rabbanan say no, just because it's a milva in the Torah doesn't make a shibud. Maybe because of the question of the sheet filled on me. There's no shibud on that money just because the Torah says you owe it to the kohen. Therefore hilkach mitzvah de gufei adif. So what do you do here? So they say you have to mitzvah de gufei adif. In that instance you pode yourself, and you later on when you get five shlayim you pode your son. Fine. So Tana Rabbanan. Liftos es benovel os regel. Now you have enough money to buy the ticket to go to Israel for lila regel, and you don't have anything left over to do pidyon haben. It's now day 30. What are you supposed to do? So podes beno. Tanakam says you podes beno. V'achrakach ol regel. Then you do a lila regel. First you have to do the mitzvah that's in front of you, which is to do pidyon haben. Rabbi Yehuda argues. He says omer ol lila regel. First do a lila regel. V'achrakach podes beno. And then do pidyon haben. Why? He gives it a tam. Shezo mitzvah beres. Makes sense. Lila regel is going to pass. Yom Tov's over, you're not going to be able to do it. Vizo mitzvah she'ein overes. And this is not a mitzvah overes. You still have the opportunity to do it later. Okay, so Bishlam al Rabbi Yehuda gedamar taima. We understand Rabbi Yehuda because he gave a reason. What the reason was, because it's overes or not overes. El Rabbana my taimayu. What's the reason why the Rabbana will cholik and say that mitzvah's pidyon haben, which is not a mitzvah that's overes, that should go first? Because he says it's g'dayus akasiv. The pasuk says, ko b'chor b'necha tifte. First you should redeem your children, the hadar, and afterwards in the same pasuk, below yera'u panei reikam. You should come see me. The pasuk says, Upetachomar tifteh besev imlo tifteh varafto, ko b'chor b'necha tifteh, below yera'u panei reikam. First you do pinyon of ben, and then you come to the base of Midrash. Then you have to come to the base of Midrash.
Maybe it's
not yeah.
similar to like
Tadir. They talk about Tadir. They talk about Tadir. It's always there. Well, maybe it's always. I don't know. You're right. It seems like I saw they talk about. They bring down Tadir. Maybe once you have the fee of pigeon event, it's Tadir. It's every second you have to do it. I don't know. It's a good question. So Tadir Rabban, what? Marcel's question. I'm not gonna be able to work today. I got it.
I think the answer's coming up.
Why? Because it says Kobu. Okay, we'll see. Tana Rabbana, minayin shim ha'ilu chamisha bonim mechamesh nashim. Let's say you had five sons from five firstborn sons from five different women. Where do we know shechayah liftos? So that you have liftos kulon. You have to do pidyon haben for each of them. Tamalomer kol benor b'chor banecha tifteh. Kol, all the b'chorim from the riboy of kol, you have to redeem all your b'choros. So the Marsha says, Pshita. Of course you have to do pidyon haben for each b'chor. The pasuk says, the peterechem tali rachmana. The whole mitzvah b'chor is telling peter rechem, the opening of the womb. It's dependent on the woman. If the woman's firstborn, then you have to do pidyon haben. So what's the havamina? So he says, You would have thought that you should learn gzeira shava from b'chor b'chor minachla. What do you mean by Yerusha? Malahal and Rishis Ono. Just like by Nachla, it's talking about your firstborn, not all your firstborns. Only your firstborn gets the pishnayim. So Afkan, you would think now also is racious. Oh no, it's only the firstborn, not dependent on everybody else, on your wife. Kamash Malan, that no, it's dependent on it's all your firstborns. Kol
b'chor. And if you're not a firstborn, you have a firstborn, he gets pishnayim, no?
Yeah. So maybe that begs the same question.
But no one
asked
the question.
I don't know, but to see if someone asks the question. But Marcel's question is based on the limud. Marcel's question is, if you're using that as the limud, if that's the limud to exempt a woman, because no one has a chiyuv to be pulled to her, No one has a chiv to hold it a third. So maybe you can say that it's not necessarily on each individual person, but it's on the general klal, a group of people. There's no chiv to be hold to the group of people called women, but there is a chiv to be hold to the group of people called men. I don't know. I like the question better. Okay. So the Gemara says next. The next thing is to teach them Torah. Lelamdo Torah. You have to teach your children, your son, sorry, to teach your son, you have to teach your son Torah. So, Rabbi Schreiber, don't worry. Lelamdo Torah. Minolon, how do we know that you have to teach your son Torah? Diksiv, limantem osam es b'neichem. We're going to have a similar limud now from what we had before. It says you have to teach your children, you have to teach your children. The hechad lo agmar yavua. Let's say the father didn't teach the son. Michayev iul amigmar nafshe. He has to go learn himself. Just because it's not an excuse to say that when I grew up I went to the wrong yeshiva and I didn't learn. You have a chiyuv now to learn. You open up. There's no excuse these days not to be able to learn with all the svarim that are translated. It's pretty easy to learn. You don't have to learn on the same level as the gedola yisrael, but you still have to learn. You still have to learn. And I'm talking to people who are sitting here at 6 o'clock in the morning learning. Anyway, so the hecha delo agimrei avua minchayev ilu migor nafshe. The pasuk says v'limadetem osam v'shmartem lasosam. Says v'limadetem. You have to teach yourselves. You teach yourselves to Torah. So ihi minolam delo mechayva. How do we know that she does not have a chiyuv to teach her sons Torah? Diksev v'limadetem ulimadetem. Right? Ulimadetem is a hekesh to v'limadetem. You can learn it both ways. So what does that mean? And I guess grammar it means to teach you that kolshe mitzuva lilmod mitzuva lalamed. Anyone has a chiyuv to learn has a chiyuv to teach. But kolshe ain't a mitzuva lilmod, ain't a mitzuva lalamed. Someone who doesn't have a chiyuv to learn doesn't have a chiyuv to teach, right? V'ihi, but her minalan lo mechayv lemeil tanashe. How we know that she does not have a chiyuv to learn to learn? Because again, the ksiv limadatem lalamedem. Kolshe achayim mitzuvim lalamdo mitzuva lalamed is atzmo. Anyone has a chiyuv to teach others has a chiyuv to learn themselves. The chosha ain't a chiyuv mitzuvin lamdo. Anyone who doesn't have a chiyuv to be taught ain't a doesn't have a chiyuv to learn themselves. Ain't mitzuva lumon is atzmo. Aye. So how do we know this whole thing is a circular? Again, so how do we break the circle? Minayin she ain't a chiyuv mitzuvin lamdo. How do we know other people are not mitzuva to teach her? The amakra b'limantem osam es b'neichem. You have to teach your sons b'neichem v'lo b'noseichem. So it seems to hear that women are parted from Limud Torah. The Ramah in Yoredeya, Siman Reish, Mevav, Siman Vav, it's a favorite of Rabbi Rosner, says he's posik that women are mechuyavos to learn the dinim hashayachim le'isha. They have to learn all the halachas that apply to them. That's what Rabbi Rosner says. So what applies to them? Archaim, Yoredeya, Choshen Mishpat, Eben Ezra. They got to learn it all because that's what's it. So maybe the mitzvah sasesh is magrama. Those 20 mitzvahs, they don't have to learn. They don't have to learn. So it brought down from the Satmar Rebbe. He says that, and it's also, he says the Satmar Rebbe, it's also, I thought it was from the Beis Halevi, says maybe the chilek is that men have to learn Shittas Beis Shammai, women don't have to learn, necessarily have to learn Shittas Beis Shammai. If a woman understands and knows the halakha, she doesn't necessarily have a chiyuv to go repeat it. But a man always has to, even if he learned the daf 100 times, he has to learn it 101 times, has to go repeat it. But nevertheless, the girls' yeshivas still should be in existence teaching them Torah, because anything that applies to them, according to the Ramah, according to the Gra, has to be taught for them. Yeah. So that's when it comes to women learning Torah. Okay, we'll go right there. Tana Rabbanon, who will mod but no will mod. Okay, he wants to go learn, and he has to give his son. He doesn't have enough money to do both, right? Who codes will know? He has to go before his son. Rabbi Yehuda Omer im ben Ozaris, how he says, if his son is really a good, you know, a starker guy, then umulach v'talmud miskayim biyado b'no kodmo. Then the son goes first. Ki hod Rav Yaakov, like the Gemara, we have the Rav Yaakov, right? Rav Acha bar Yaakov shadu gavula kamei de Abaye. Rav Acha bar Yaakov was his father sent him to learn by Abaye. Ki also when he got there, when his father came to visit him, chaz lo havim yachlim l'shmaite. So he wasn't the greatest Talmud. So Amr lei, an la difa minach, I am greater than you. Tuv ata azul ana. You go home and work, and I'm going to go home. I'm going to stay here and sit and learn. Because I have enough money for one of us. I'm better. I'm going to go learn. So Shema Abaye the Kahabi Asay. So Abaye heard that Rav Acha came to learn by him, and he wanted to use Rav Acha. And right now, hahu mazik be rabban d'Abaye. There was this big shade that was damaging people in the base measures of Abaye. Tichava ala betrin v'afilu b'yomah have mizake. It would get people even if they were working in pairs, and it would get people. The shade would even damage people during the day, and he needed to get rid of the shade. So Amar lehu, Abaye says to the people in the city, Lo yesiv le'inishu shbiza. Don't give a Rav Acha any place to sleep, so he could sleep in the base medrash. V'efser demiskarish l'nisa. Maybe something will happen, and he'll get rid of the shade. Or shall I ask, how does Abaye put somebody in sakana? Okay, different time. So al bas behu be rabbanon. So he had no place to sleep, so he went to sleep in the base medrash. The idmilei, and the mazik came up to him. He appeared to him as a, like a hydra, a seven-headed snake. right? The kol kriya, the kare nasuch adresha, and Rav Acha Davin, and they kept bowing down. So we say Shmona Esrei, the seven kriyas from Shmona Esrei. After every kriya, one head got knocked off. Had I not davened for a nation, you would have put me in sakana. But the whole point of the story is that you see that he went first because he went first. The only time the sun goes first is if the sun is more, it can chop better. Okay, Tana Rabbanan, Lilmo Torah Velisha Isha. Right? The guy has enough, he wants to learn Torah, or he wants to get married. So the Gemara says, Yilmo Torah V'achakach Isha Isha. First he should learn, and then he should get married. But if he can't be without a woman, because his Yetzer is going to be Misgaber Alav, he's going to have problems. So then he should marry first to save him from Hira or Vera, the Achrakach Yilmu Torah. And then only afterwards he should learn Torah. Amr Yehuda, Amr Shmuel, Halacha, Nosei Isha, he should marry first, the Achrakach Yilmu Torah. Then he should learn Torah. Get married first. Rav Yochan Omar, Rechaim, Mitzavar, Yosef Torah. He has the chains around his neck. The old ball and chain around his neck. What does that mean? It means not as a woman. It means you have responsibilities now. You have responsibilities to other people. You have to support them. You have to, right? So how? And now you can go learn Torah. How can that be? So the Gemara is, how can it be? So the machlokas whether or not you should learn first or get married first. The Gemara says, no pligi. It's not a machlokas. Shmuel and Rav Yochan. Halon halahu. One's talking about us in Bnei Bavel, and one's talking about Halahu. So Rashi, it's Machlokas Rashi tells us. So Rashi brings down that in us in Bavel, we travel to Eretz Yisrael to learn there. So once we travel, we have no responsibilities at home. Tosfos goes crazy. What are you talking about? So you can get married and you're going to leave. So how does that take care of Hira or Vera? You're not with your wife. And we have and the Gemara. There's a Gemara in Gittin. We said that if the people who leave and go learn elsewhere, it's as if they're making their wives into zonos because they have to make them work. Yeah. So he says halon haluhu gives a different explanation of what halon haluhu is. Tosso says bekonches right payers bekonches bnei vavel hayochin vegarsim mishnayis hatanai beretz Yisrael and we told shalom mechutz lemakomon ain't tzarich levayis mut aleim. So then no she'isha, they should marry first to have below here v'achakach lo mitorah. For halan, but luhu the day Eretz Yisrael halon de mekom that we learn by us im dosa isha you called tzarcha ibayis mutam aleim v'yivat luhu. So therefore they should learn first. I the kashal rabbeinu tam demash with the gamar shmuel the dosa isha tchila kadesh lo yeh below hearer. He has to be without hearer. Umokle milsa b'nei bavel im kain akati ika hearer kevin shochel lemachutz lemekomon. They can still hear her because they're going somewhere else. V'yo kasha achar she nasa isha heich yitzeh chutz lemekomo. Once you're married, how can you go away from your wife and children and be away from them and not be with them during important times? And not support them. Hello, who tzarich lachsur achar mazonos ishto vanov? You have to go. You have to go after them. So they say it brought down that it all depends on the person, whether he'd be able to learn, whether not be able to learn. It depends on the woman, whether she's going to nag him that he can't go learn and not go learn. It depends on each on a case by case basis. Okay. So now, the Gemara is going to bring a maisa about what age you're supposed to get married. Mishtabach le Rav Chizda Rav Huna Breid of Amuna. Rav Chizda gave praise to Rav Huna b'de Rav Huna, the Adam Gadolu. He's a great man. So Amar le, so Rav Huna said to Rav Chizda, right? Kishe yabo liyadcha, when he comes to you, hevihu liyadcha. I want to see him. I want to see this great man. Ki asa, when Rav Huna came in front of Rav Huna, chazib l'parisudra. He saw that he wasn't parisudra. He didn't put a sudra, a handkerchief over him. Rashi says, some sort of cap they used to wear. Other Rishonim say that what this is that he didn't wear a talis gadol. So the Magen Avraham uses this as the raya for all the minhagim that you don't wear a talis gadol until you're married. So he says the lo paris sudar. So he says what my time lo paris sudara. Why aren't you be paris sudar? Why aren't you putting on the talis? Amalei the lo nesivna because I'm not married. I don't have to put it on. I'm not married. So. So Rav Huna turned his face away from him. Don't come back to me until you're married. You're not Adam Gadol until you get married. And Rav Huna went according to Lishita. So the Amar, he says, if he's 20 years old and didn't marry a woman, then his whole day is that he's living in Avera. It can't be that he's living in Avera. He's not here in Avera because he's not with a woman. So he has to, so that's where he said you can't be Adam Gadol. They said, "Ad eshim shana Yosef v'kadosh baruch hu." Until the guy's 20 years old, kadosh baruch hu sits umitzapel adam, and he waits for a person. Matra yiso isha. When is he going to marry a woman? Kevin shehigia eshim v'lo nasa. Once he reaches 20 years old and he doesn't get married, Omer kadosh baruch hu says, "Tipach atzmosav." Fire should come and should burn this guy's bones because he hasn't married a woman at this point. Just getting back to the talus thing, The Magen Avraham, the Maharil, the Yisod of the Minhag, that people who don't wear talisus from the Maharil says, the Pasuk says, Gedidim Tasa Lecha, you should make for yourself tzitzis. And then the next Pasuk says, Ki Yikach Ish Isha. Fine, if you continue the Pasuk, it's Ki Yikach Ish Isha Volo Sneya. So I don't know if it's how the, what the Raya is. But, what? What does that mean? What does that mean? So the Magen Avraham brings a Raya from our Maharil that Rav Huna asked him, so they asked, what do you mean you don't wear tzitzis? They're talking about Talis Gadol. Everyone has the word tzitzis, not mivatel tzitzis, but talking about talis gadol. And then Magen Avraham says the raya is from our Gemara. The guy said, I'm not wearing the talis gadol because I'm not married. But the Kaf Chaim says, he argues, and he says that it brings from the Rambam that it's a gnai gadol that Talmidei Chachamim shouldn't be atuf. That concept of wearing a talis and covering your head is one and the same according to the poskim. You wear a talis means you cover your head according to them. So how can it be that you're going to go all these years and not be atuf? So there's nothing to do with that. And you see, you know, my chavrusa at work, he's a yucky guy, a real yucky, and he said his kids are 3 years old. They're wearing a talis gadol and shul. Anyway, that's a brief overview of today's daf. It's kedai if you have time to learn the daf more in depth. Have a good day.